This is Robert Murray, Chief Economist for Dodge Data and Analytics. Here are some of the main points from our report on October construction starts. New construction starts in October surged 21% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $864 billion. This followed three straight months of decline that saw total construction starts fall 22% from the robust volume reported back in June. During 2018, the presence of very large projects in a given month has played a considerable role in shaping the monthly pattern of activity. In October, it was the non-residential building sector that benefited from the start of very large projects. Non-residential building in October jumped 53% from its weak amount in September. Like the pattern for total construction starts, non-residential building had also experienced three straight months of decline following robust activity in June, so in some respects the substantial October gain represents a catching up month compared to the subdued activity reported during July, August, and September. By individual project type, manufacturing plant construction climbed 189% in October, reflecting the start of a $2.4 billion petrochemical plant in Texas. Office construction advanced 123% in October and featured nine projects valued each at $100 million or more, including a $750 million Facebook data center in Utah and the $644 million office portion of the $1.3 billion Winthrop Square Tower in Boston. Transportation terminal work in October advanced 92% and included the $1.4 billion Terminal 1 building at Newark Liberty International Airport and a $655 million concourse expansion at Denver International Airport that's part of that facility's extensive upgrade. Amusement-related projects increased 89% in October and featured the start of the $860 million expansion of the Las Vegas Convention Center. Moving to non-building construction, this sector rose 14% in October. Highway and bridge construction starts climbed 26% and included such projects as a $1.3 billion U.S. portion of the Gordie Howe International Bridge connecting Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. Other large highway and bridge projects in October were the $802 million Interstate 395 project in Miami, Florida, and the $673 million Interstate 10 corridor project in San Bernardino, California. Turning to residential building, this sector edged up 2% in October, with multifamily housing rising 15%, while single-family housing slipped 4%. There were 13 multifamily projects valued at $100 million or more that reached groundbreaking in October, compared to six such projects in September. The largest multifamily project in October was the $580 million multifamily portion of the Winthrop Square Tower in Boston. Through the first 10 months of 2018, total construction starts were up 1% compared to the same period a year ago. If electric utilities are excluded, total construction starts during this time would be up 3%.